We go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with reporter Aaron Rial. Gambling, it's becoming a problem. The most addicted states in the union. Where do we sit? Aaron, good morning.
So, listen, Colorado's in a pretty good place, 23rd. I mean, you'd like to be higher up the list. They rank them worst, most addicted states in gambling to least all 50. And you're not as bad as Nevada, because not surprisingly, that came in first in terms of the most gambling addicts in the state. It was followed by South Dakota, Montana, Louisiana, and Pennsylvania. But one of the interesting parts about Colorado that you guys were on the list for the fewest states with gambling arrests per capita. That's a nice list that you want to be on. But what it really shows us is that gambling disorders, they affect 1 to 3% of all U.S. adults. And this causes serious economic consequences for the individual, their family. And whether it's recreational, social, occasional lottery player, looking at it as a medical condition and figuring out how best to address it is what Wallet Hub did when they compiled this data. And then the questions can be asked to lawmakers.
It's not just a gambling addiction. It may be in association with another addiction that just compels people to do these behaviors. Let's talk about some of the outgrowths of this, though. What do you think that this study then is going to force maybe lawmakers to do?
So it's going to say, you know, should sports betting be legal in all states? Is that something worth looking at? Should daily fantasy sports be regulated as gambling? And on balance, are state lotteries even good? Now, the reason they're here and they're not going anywhere is because they're massive revenue generators for the states that have them. So gambling, the industry as a whole, made a record $66.5 billion in revenue last year. But consumers, they lost over $100 billion in total gambling losses last year. So, I mean, the numbers are there. And they used a lot of key metrics in looking at this. They looked at things like illegal gambling operations, lottery sales per capita. And addiction is going to be here. Some people will always be addicted to something, whether it's your iPhone, alcohol, gambling. Like, it's a lot of it is wiring. But I kind of understand this in the sense that I am not a fun person to gamble with. I actually don't particularly like it. I get like anxiety. We win and I'm like, okay, let's go. Let's get out of here. Like I don't get it. But at the same time, I could play games like all day. I love games. And I'm pretty competitive and I find them really fun. So I completely understand like the dopamine rush or the anxiety rush that someone would get doing this. Like it's completely understandable. But the question becomes, if there is a direct correlation between availability and addiction, how do you regulate that availability and what's the best way for treatment?
Yeah, that's a great point. Aaron, thanks for the time as always. We really appreciate it. And when you go out, play gambling, have a fun time. You know, that's what it's all about.
Indeed. And if you don't do it. That's cool.
That's exactly right.
That's even more fun.
Aaron, thank you.